Yo, this is Cam coming to the Real Life Relatable Story Tribe, spreading more positive vibes as usual, and hopefully you guys are doing that as well. For the new listeners that are here, my name is Cameron Cosby. I am your host for this podcast, and for the people that have been here for a while, I hope that you enjoy the spoken word for the deal that I have set up. For the people that don't know, this deal is where I have my five spoken words that are put up today that I'm catching up with, that I slacked with back in August, for the whole month except for one. Putting that out there, not trying to sound repetitive to my other ones, but just putting that deal out there. And if you can do a donation of $1 or $5 or $10, which I totally understand, I really do, then just share or like, or if you have the Anchor app, then applaud or do what you got to do. This book and word that I'm about to say, I'm just going to say this just to save some time in the end, but I still am going to talk afterwards, is that this spoken word is sort of like a story. With it being the 10th spoken word, I want it to be pretty long, but very enthusiastic and have a little bit of like fun side to it, but a little bit of a learning side to it. So I hope that you guys learn from this, and I hope that you can apply this to your life or anybody else's life that needs to listen to this. Thank you so much. Have a great, blessed day, night, evening, morning, day, night. You know, I just said that like 2-3 times, but continue to have a great rest of your day and life. With this being the 10th podcast, let's make this a good one. Thank you for everybody that was listening. Don't forget the deal. And this is the 5th podcast for the deal, but the 10th podcast, everybody enjoy. Peace. Continue to spread positive vibes, and I'll see you on the other side. Real Life Relatable Story Tribe. First of all, thank you guys, the listeners, for making it this far. We just started and you did all this to hear what I had to say and use no car. Give yourself a round of applause. While I'm still watching how these podcasts and spoken words affect and what they cause, I still gotta remain humble in others' flaws I respect. This podcast is more of a learning lesson. It may leave you thinking or form a question. Nonetheless, this is about respect and how others have less than. I'm not going to share what you already heard before. If you know people that are wise and teach, they've already said the basics. Therefore, I'm here to discover and dig deeper into a story that talks about respect and unfortunates once more. This is a lesson we can all learn from. If you have trained yourself to have a strong and dedicated mind, then put opinions to calories. You can burn some. For the people that have a hard time, there may be some hard work involved to see that great person evolve. To what I have to talk about is shoes. Yes, shoes. The 5th podcast of the deal, but 10th podcast is shoes. You may ask yourself, really? Shoes? Shoes can vary from size and many lengths. They have their ups and then their downs, but most of all, their strengths. The strengths of a shoe can speak to saying that if they are new and so out of the blue, they can be cool. They're taken to be to 2016, as they used to say on Fleek. But if you have shoes that are outdated, then someone else, they can be bleak. They are different from the norm. You may be the one that says something about these shoes, or you may be watching from a distance as the kid gets judged, standing in an awkward form as people may stand there, aka the bystander, tuning in closely and figuratively speaking, eating popcorn. These kids' shoes are very different from the rest, and I can assure you that to the person in front, they surely couldn't be the best. They sparked jokes that surely were said in jest. That made the kid with the different and not of the same shoes fret from the threat. My lesson from that I want you to get is that only to speak and understand, but before you speak with huge emotions and wild-like gestures from your hand, notice that the kid whose day went out is not being so fair. Was because while being ready to tackle the day, those shoes were his only pair. Yo, hopefully that was good enough for the 10th spoken word of the Real Life Relatable Story podcast. And there's many more to come, and I hope to not miss any and have to create deals and stuff like that. Despite the deal, if you just enjoyed them and you just like listening to them, I'm glad. If you got something from it, even better. And if you would like to show your love and compassion and drive for my hard work that I do for you guys to hear what I have to say and all these things and upcoming things that I can create with the donations, then feel free to drop $1, $5 to $10. If $10 to $5 or $1 doesn't work, spread, at least some love about it so more people can hear. And maybe not only just donations from them, even though the thing that I love the most besides the donations, the thing that I love dearly to most is the fact that people get to hear what I have to say. And that cannot be stressed enough through the way and the tone of my voice. Okay. So with that being said, just for the moral of the story of that spoken word, I do want to say this. That was a learning lesson. So there may be people in this world that feel like they might not have the best, just as a warning sign and just as a love and caring sign to people. Like I said, not like even the most happiest people may not be the happiest people. Like I know I also have some times in life where I just like, wow, today is just crazy. And you can hear it in my voice sometimes that I may not be feeling like the let's get today done. Like I'm so happy type of voice. Cause like, you know, I may be a person that's trying to spread positivity, but I still may feel somewhere inside. But this isn't a personal story. This is just a story that shows that in times where people feel like they may not have everything, this is a time to show that when people don't have everything, don't judge them because that may be the only pair of shoes that they have, no matter what situation they go through. So thank you. With that, all that being said, I do want to say the deal is complete. Now it's up to you if you want to donate $1 or $5 to $10. This is the last time I'm going to be stressing about it as like this heavy. But yeah. For all that, for the people that donated already, it would just be kind enough if, you know, already just spread more about it. Just tell more people about it. Thank you guys so much. Thank you to the new listeners. Thank you to the people that have spread my stuff. Thank you to the people that know about everything. Thank you to the connections that I made. God bless each and every one of y'all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. No more thank yous than can be enough until then when I get to that stage in my life where I can just be like, more than just thank you, where I can give much more than a thank you, much more than a podcast, much more than a spoken word. So, but as of right now, this is where it's going to start, and this is where the thank yous are going to rise off. Thank you so much for everybody being there and for everybody just listening to my podcast and feeling some power off of it or feeling something off of it. Or letting me speak my mind, or for the people that may feel turned off by me doing spoken words about Jesus and God, for the people that have done that, God bless you. And I hope that, you know, you may find a peace in your life where you can continue to feel the greatest and that you can continue to strive and be beyond what is ahead of you and what you are now. Nothing but that and love for you guys, and nothing but love for the people that, you know, share that same love within this Real Life Relatable Story tribe. This is your host, Cameron Cosby, bringing them real positive vibes to the Real Life Relatable Story tribe. And hopefully you guys are giving more positive vibes as usual. Hopefully you learned so much from this. My part of the deal is done. All I'm waiting for is for your part of the deal to be done. Thank you so much. I am blessed. You are blessed. This is your host, Cam Cos, and I am out. Peace. I'll see y'all with more things to talk about when I get to that. In other words, thank you, peace, love you, and I'm out.